Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola, and welcome to the Pensacola News. This is not Andrew McKay, as you can tell, but I'm Rusty Branch and have Jared Moore here with me. We're co-hosting today, filling in. And we have a special guest on now, the superintendent of schools, Mr. Keith Leonard. Mr. Leonard, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for having me, Rusty and Jared.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into a little bit of back to school and how it's going. But before you were superintendent, before you worked at the district office, I understand that you were a baseball coach at Tate and got to work with some of the best players this community has ever had. So I wanted to know where Jared ranks among the worst.
I tell you this, Jared was a fine young man. We won't go into the baseball prowess, but he's and he still is a fine young man.
Did he win the Spirit Award?
Best sport.
Most improved.
Well, Superintendent, we appreciate your time, and we're just picking on Jared. We know he was a marginal player.
Listen, there are no marginal players at Tate, all right? Just making that team is a
thank you, Jared. I appreciate you taking up for us. He was really, really good. I had the great opportunity to coach a bunch of young men that have gone on to be successful in life. Regardless of how good they were in baseball, the most important thing is they'd be good fathers and husbands and good citizens. And I would say Jared has hit that mark.
Amen. Yeah. And they got to win, too, right? So, I mean, that Tate, you got to win.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, yes, listen, sir. Superintendent, we appreciate you being on. And Jared and I just wanted to ask you, how's the start of school going?
It's really been a good start. You know, the main thing that you think about when you got an operation the size of the Escambia County Public School System is the logistics. So, you know, transportation, food service, all the employees being in the right places at the right time. And I would say we've hit our stride here in the first 2 days. This morning's been a good morning. So all in all, it's been a great start to the 24-25 school year.
That's great. Coach Leonard, it's Jared. Obviously, yeah. I know firsthand how you have a unique ability to bring out excellence in people. So in that role there, we were talking about this, kind of some of what are the big challenges that you have identified there within the school district for this year, and where are the big opportunities for a win that you're honing in going into this 2025-26 calendar school year?
Well, let's back up. It's not 25-26 yet.
24-25.
He did go to Tate, Coach. He went to Tate.
Oh, man.
We'll get to 25-26 eventually, let's hope and pray.
Rusty got me rattled with this marginal talk.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, let's talk about first what we were able to do. During the 23-24 school year, nearly 65% of our schools scored either an A or a B, which is a big improvement, and it hasn't been that way here in our school system since probably 2006. So we're very proud of what we've been able to accomplish. But as both of you gentlemen know, it doesn't matter what you did yesterday. It's about what you're going to be able to do and into tomorrow, do today and into tomorrow. So what we've been doing is we've been strategically focused this summer with professional development for our teachers, for our school-based administrators and for our district staff, and putting together what we call the Escambia Learning Model, which really helps simplify what our teachers and our students, as far as what's going to be their expectations day in and day out. You gentlemen know that setting high expectations is the only way to go. So that's certainly what we're doing. We're setting high expectations specifically for academic improvement. We talk about that every day, and then we don't just talk about, we make certain that we are walking that walk. Strategically, we're looking at being able to do some things at our elementary schools and at our middle schools that will help with academic progress. I can tell you another item that we need to celebrate is during the 23-24 school year, our middle schools were fifth in the state as it relates to acceleration. So we were in the top five with our middle school students showing proficiency in passing algebra, geometry, and biology, which is really a celebration. That is a commendation that our students should be excited about. Those students that took those high school courses in middle school were in the top five in the state. So we're excited about that. But anytime you have success and you create momentum, one of the challenges is being able to sustain that momentum. So we're really talking positive. We're making certain that we talk about those expectations, and more importantly, just like I said earlier, that we're walking that walk to do the things that we need to do for our students to see success.
Oh, that's just fantastic. And Superintendent, if you'll give us a second, we need a traffic on the fives to make sure those buses are running well this morning.
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. If you're on Brent Lane eastbound right near Pensacola Christian College, the Walgreens right there, we've got a fella down in the street and emergency vehicles are on their way. But I'm expecting a 10 to 15 minute delay. Well, actually, now it's about a 20, 25 minute delay in that area. So you want to avoid that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Welcome back. Thank you for that traffic. And Superintendent, it's Jared Moore here and Rusty Branch filling in for Andrew McKay. And one question I wanted to ask you before we let you go, because I know you got a busy day, is how can the community help you? How can the community help the school district? How can the community help their local school? What can we do to help you guys?
Well, there's several different things that a parent and or our community and our, more importantly, our community partners can do. Not everybody can be involved. We have some parents that are working two, three jobs to be able to make ends meet, and we certainly understand that. But every parent and every community member can be supportive. So if you can't be involved, at least be supportive of what your school system is trying to do for all the students here in our school district. We have some great partners. You can work through our foundation. You can work through the mentoring and the volunteer offices. You have Wanda Kotick that heads up that division. You can look on our website and get her information if you would like to volunteer. Rusty, you're involved with a group, Parent University, that goes out to many of our schools through the Innisfree Foundation. Y'all do some remarkable work. Mr. Michael O'Neill with Parent University, where they're teaching our parents giving them all the different tools, and more importantly, the ability to be able to help their students. So there's just a vast number of ways that you can be involved, but the most important thing is to be supportive of our school system.
Yeah. Well, we you know, so often we complain about things in the community, complain about perhaps the school district, but many of us never step in to do anything about it. We say, well, that's the school district's problem. They got to get better. And I think as businesses, as individuals, as families, as communities, you know, there's a lot we can do. We can step up and be a part of that. And thank you for mentioning Parent University. That's certainly a program that's seen some success. And thank you for allowing us to partner with the school district on that. And but I know you got to get back to it. I got a senior at Tate this year, Elizabeth. And so excited about the school year and everything that's happening with that. And thank you for all you're doing. Jared, anything else you want to say to Coach before he goes? You want to close this out?
Yeah, well, I was a little disappointed we didn't talk about how, you know, how I stood out among all those legends you coached. No, just appreciate the great work. Echoing that same sentiment. Just doing a great work, seeing those school grades tick up and hearing those things for the middle schools. I got two middle schoolers at my house, and that is a unique time in the development pattern of a human being. So seeing that sort of improvement is very, very encouraging for this area. And, man, keep up the great work.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Thank you,
Superintendent.
Appreciate both of you young men. Take care.
Yes, sir. Bye. All right, well, that was Superintendent Keith Leonard, and Jared did play ball for him, and so it was just good to catch up and joke a little bit there, but he's doing a great job. We're going to go to a break now, and we'll see you on the other side of that.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4. Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you love church? Ephesians 5 tells us that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Acts 20:28 says that Christ purchased the church with his blood. 1 Timothy 3 tells us that the church is the pillar and ground of truth. So obviously, the New Testament places a huge priority on the church. If you're a Christian but not a member of a local Bible preaching church, I urge you to get involved as soon as possible. You possess unique spiritual gifts that can be used within the body of believers. Hebrews 10 tells Christians to not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. God wants us to worship him and provoke others to love and good works. Attend a Bible-believing church this Sunday.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County, and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1 Republican.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to Pensacola Morning News. I am Rusty Branch filling in for Andrew McKay, and my co-host today, one of Tate High Baseball's greatest backup right fielders, Jared Moore. Jared, you good?
I'm a little bruised this morning, a little bruised.
Well, that was great having the superintendent on, and I just think he's doing a fantastic job. You know, when the transition happened, and And my friends at the Tate Mafia, who I meet with occasionally at Smokies, might not like me saying this, but I like Tim Smith. I thought Tim Smith did a good job, a fine job, but, you know, a lot of things happened. It was a transitional period. And so there was this sort of thing, well, is Mr. Leonard going to be the interim? Should he be the full? And I'll tell you, because of my work with Parent University, I've got to see him up close and personal. He is a fantastic superintendent and just a champion for our community school district and school. So just super happy that we were able to have the superintendent on. But it's 7:25, and we're going to go to traffic on the fives now with John Pickens.
That's right. Traffic is brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now, but if you're at the intersection of Brent and Palafox, got northbound and southbound lanes are pretty well tied up right now. And if you're traveling eastbound on Brent Lane headed toward Palafox, you're going to see a major delay. I mean, 15, 20 minutes, emergency responders are on the scene of a guy down in the road in the right lane. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we're good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. David?
All right. Hey, they're feeling extra lucky in Las Vegas right now because there was no major damage after a magnitude 4.4 earthquake hit the Las Vegas area last night. That hit about 8 o'clock last night, was centered just northwest of Vegas. The Mars Candy Bar Company reportedly making a deal to buy the maker of Cheez-It and Pringles, Mars. They make M&M's, Snickers, Milky Way, reportedly acquiring the Kellanova Company for $30 billion. And if your kids enjoy going to Chuck E. Cheese, you may be excited to learn that they'll be offering membership plans soon. They've announced that they're offering unlimited visits for a monthly fee now, beginning at $8 for the bronze tier, up to $30 for the gold tier. I'm sure something that'll excite parents of kids who love going there all the time.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Although I don't know how many times I could do it in a month, but you know, it's stressful, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
100%. Well, good. So, you know, if parents want to do it, go for it, all the way. Well, Jared, is there any final thoughts you wanted to have there on superintendent school? And let me just clarify one thing. I was joking about the Tate Mafia. I don't want any that's a pretend thing. I don't want any hits on me. So
no immunity for you. You get no retroactive immunity. No. It just, I think a lot of times when there's an issue, everyone acknowledges is there, you know, the propensity is to here, we gotta just kind of anchor down and you end up doing the same things you've done. And I think, you know, Superintendent Leonard, Coach Leonard, you just heard from him, man. He can encourage. He's, you know, he can get you motivated. He's a motivator and he's making incremental change. He's not afraid to do some bold things, but, you know, sticking with what works and making little incremental changes. And it's obviously already paying off early on. So.
Yeah. You know, one key thing in that whole scenario to me was Sheena Payne. And I would worked with her through Parent University and a couple other initiatives with the school district. I just love her. She was fantastic. And a lot of people were calling for her to step in and be the superintendent. But she said she would step aside and would work for Keith Leonard. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, she endorsed, in a sense, Superintendent Leonard. And I know there's a great relationship there. But just knowing that kind of leadership's inside of our school district is just terrific. And so good luck to all the teachers out there and the students at all our schools. We've got great public schools, private schools. We got a great homeschool community. You know, this is just I think Escambia has a lot of room for growth. You know, a lot of good things happen in Santa Rosa, and we've talked about that over the last few years. But I see Escambia rising up, and so glad to have Superintendent Leonard kind of in the center, in the middle of that. But let me change subjects on you real quick, Jared, and ask you a very serious question. I was just on Google the other day, and I was on some site, and you scroll down to the bottom, and there's all these ads, and I saw one for a liver, colon, gut detox. I want to ask you, do those work?
You know, I love that you're asking me this question. Rusty and I used to run all the time. We run with a doctor. We ran with a pharmacist.
I don't trust them. I know you sell rubber hoses and
valves,
industrial
metal valves.
Yes, and the turn thing to turn off a valve. And so I always get my medical advice from you, Dr. Kialski, Mr. Principe, you know, he's doctorate in pharmacy, runs hospitals. Those guys, they're in the that whole big pharma. They're in the medical industrial complex.
Right.
So
what do they know? What do they know about
medical?
Do these
gut cleansers really work? Because I'm going to try one. I know you drink kombucha. So I'm going to try one.
I love some. I say you go for it. Let me know how it goes. You know, my senses at this point, we're over 40. Anything that's in, you know, your gut and colon, it probably should stay there. I wouldn't take anything that tries to expel it. But you know, you do it and let me know how it goes.
Listen, that's rethinking the whole thing. It should stay there. We're going to contemplate that as we go to the news. See you all on the other side of this. Rusty Branch, Jared Moore for Andrew McKay.
I'm CJ Papa. Kitchen table issues could settle the presidential election in November. Former President Trump stops in Western North Carolina.
Former President Trump, he's going to be laying out his latest vision on where he thinks things should stand when it comes to trade, taxes, transportation, tariffs. Vice President Harris, she too is talking about the economy this week. Tomorrow, she's going to hold a joint event with President Biden in the D.C. suburbs. And then on Friday, she'll speak in Raleigh, North Carolina, just a few hours away from where Trump is today.
Fox's Mark Meredith, the White House Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a harsh critic of Israel, easily captures the Democratic primary in Minnesota.
I am incredibly, incredibly honored by this victory tonight.
She's seeking a fourth term. Fellow squad members, Missouri Representative Cori Bush and New York Congressman Jamal Bowman recently lost their primaries. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is warming up, 80 degrees now. Beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Homeowners in the Pace Fire District will see some changes to how they fund the fire district here soon.
It's hard to tell right now. Some obviously will be higher. Some will be lower. That's straight out of one of the legislators' mouth, and that's what we're actually seeing.
That is the Pace Fire District Chief Robbie Whitfield. The fire district switching from ad valorem tax funding to a new fee structure based on the size of the home. Each Pace homeowner will pay $250 plus 15 cents per every square foot over 1,600. That change will mean less overall funding for the fire district. And they say the funding change will not affect the service that the fire district provides for residents. Tropical storm Ernesto still pounding Puerto Rico. A lot of torrential rainfall there. Forecasters say that could strengthen into a hurricane later today.
By this weekend, it gets very, very close to Bermuda. It's a pretty sizable hurricane strengthening to a Category 3 in the open Atlantic. It will send some big swells and some rip currents to the beaches across the east coast of the United States from Maine all the way down to Florida. So that could be an issue for this weekend.
Now, that storm, though, not expected to directly hit the U.S. It should turn and head back out into the Atlantic. An arrest made for that ambush-style triple homicide on West Jackson Square at a birthday party back in April. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says 23-year-old Torrance Sumler was arrested this week, facing now three counts of first-degree premeditated murder. The shooting happened on April 28th. The three victims were sitting in a car in the parking lot on West Jackson when they were gunned down. The investigation in that case is continuing. The biggest street redesign in Pensacola history. That's what Mayor D.C. Reeves called the conceptual project called the New Palafox, which would completely reimagine the iconic Palafox Street downtown with a massive amount of brick paver work and pedestrian walkways and intersections. Mayor Reeves said it would make downtown safer and more walkable.
The funding of this project will be put together between a great community partnership with FPL, with your parking revenue. With your parking revenue. These are the types of projects that we want to take on. Increase safety, increase walkability, and better aesthetic to continue to allow our residents and visitors to enjoy downtown and really have a new Palafox in every sense of the words.
And that from Mayor Reeves' press conference yesterday. He said this project is still in the very early design phase. They are looking for public input as well. You can see the design online at thenewpalafox.com. The earliest that construction could begin would be spring of 2025. And Reeves said the redesign could be completed possibly as early as that fall. Florida-based rescue operation on the ground in Lebanon right now. They're trying to rescue Americans trapped in Hezbollah-held areas. Brian Stern is the founder of Project Dynamo. He also runs Gray Bull Rescue and says his teams have been operating now for weeks.
The State Department has been telling people to leave. Has been telling people to leave Lebanon for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks already. Generally speaking, most people don't listen.
And he says his team has conducted several operations, including one to get a Michigan man and his Lebanese wife out of Hezbollah territory. 7:35 right now, News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we're seeing delay if you're at the intersection of Beverly Parkway, Brent Lane, however you want to call it, and Palafox Street. Both north and southbound lanes are way backed up. I'd say 10-15 minute delay there. And also eastbound on Beverly Parkway, you're seeing some backups there, about a 10-15 minute delay as first responders are on the scene taking care of that fella that fell in the road. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a very hot day today with temperatures near 96 degrees for your high. Heat advisory in place until 7 p.m., 20% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Thursday, 30% chance of rain, high near 94. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
It's 80 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 77 in Milton. Our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Intel has sold its nearly 1.2 million share stake in British chip firm Arm Holdings. The sale likely raised Intel nearly $147 million based on Arm's average stock price between April and June. The company is amid restructuring and cost-cutting efforts as it struggles to keep up with competitors in the chip race. Intel, which has lost nearly 60% of its stock value so far this year, was slightly up in after-hours trading. Elliott will launch a proxy fight at Southwest Airlines and will nominate 10 directors to the company's 15-person board. Elliott has an 11% stake in the airline through stock and derivatives. The activist needs to own 10% of the company's common stock to call a special meeting. Futures are mixed ahead of this morning's key inflation data. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 408. That's your money now.
7:37, your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use. And so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax. And a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car, because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. But you get it from Frontier, but if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax, or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can, because it helps, because it's nice, because it's being a good neighbor, because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, and that intro music can only mean one thing. We have Mayor D.C. Reeves on the phone with us. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. I was listening to you guys, and I just assumed, did y'all run there to the studio this morning at like 3:30, the two of you?
Well, it was our normal get-up time, but before we go too far in this, I don't know how sunshine works with Jared being on city council. Do I need to have him leave the room right now?
It's not a sunshine issue, but if you'd like him to leave the room, that's okay. whatever.
Can you, Rusty, would you mind asking the mayor if I can stay for this interview?
Listen, I'll only ask him for roundabouts. But anyway, so Mayor Reeves, we were thinking about what to talk to you about this morning. And man, you are just, it seems like the city is winning so much. There's so many things that we could talk about. So we'll just lob it into your court. Palafox, 24 and 24, Maritime Park. What are the things you want to share with the listeners today?
Yeah, obviously the big announcement yesterday, reimagining Palafox to really focus on three things. Safety, of course, first. And we see it both in data, the amount of people just merely cell phone transactions tracked by the University of West Florida up about 30% since 2021, almost 40%. And trying to not only anticipate growth in the future, but really to withstand the growth that we're seeing right now, which is, more places for people to walk, to stay safer getting across Palafox. And, I've been reminded a lot in the last 24 hours about all the conversation and anxiety that took place when we went from one way to two way on Palafox, and that was never going to work. And cause we really needed those cars to drive by those windows super fast, to be able to do some window shopping. It turns out that was probably a good decision. And it's a $5 million investment, and it's all funds, $3 million from FPL and funding from parking revenue. This is what we've talked about, that we've got to, if we want to be able to anticipate the growth, whether that's a parking garage, whether it's projects like this to help beautify and handle all the traffic downtown, these are the types of projects that we need to be doing and need to be funding. And so, I think it's transformational and has the potential to be for our iconic downtown street, and very much looking forward to getting that design done throughout this year and then get construction done in 2025.
Yeah, and you partnered with Jerry Pate on that. Jared and I were talking earlier about just the the beauty of being able to partner with local businesses, organizations to do. And so share a little bit about that and the Jerry Pate process.
Yeah, so you know, we've told folks we're at 0% design. I mean, obviously this is a conceptual plan with feedback, of course. I mean, it's not, we didn't just you know, throw some pavers on a road. And you know, it's important to understand kind of the background of this. Understand that FPL did about an $85 million project downtown to modernize and, you know, underground and all of those things. So when you, if you drive down Palo Fox this morning, you'll see all of those cuts, you know, with concrete fill that happened in Palo Fox and government, Romana, just everywhere. So part of their obligation to finish that project was to fund, to bring it back to pre-existing condition. And so when I started in 2022, they were just about to do that. And we kind of hit the pause button and said, man, you know, we don't repave our iconic downtown street very often. You know, can we make this bigger and can we make this better? Really, it's been the ebbs and flows. We thought we were going to have to do it kind of in a quick timeline. FPL delayed some projects, which allowed us the purview to have a little more time to do the process we're in now, which is, hey, we're at 0% design. We're getting some feedback. We met with the downtown business owners. You know, their concerns are parking. Their concerns are what kind of work will be conducted. You know, certainly fair questions. And the good news is that the city will be managing the project, so we can ensure that we'll be mindful of those things. So getting to work with a local partner like Jerry Pate and Brad Alexander did a great job at the press conference kind of going through not just the aesthetic part, this is what it'll look like, but also what the benefits are. We're plus 51 in trees. We only lose a net of 3 parking spaces through the whole corridor in pervious space, which means we're turning asphalt into soil, into trees, into dirt, quadruples in this corridor over 3,000 feet. So so all very good things that, you know, lots of questions about stormwater is always top of our mind. All of this project includes all of the normal utility modernization that would need to happen. It's not just paving roads and putting in pavers. So so again, it's transformational in many, many ways, and very excited for it.
Oh, that's terrific. I know traffic will be a big part of that. So let's get a traffic on the fives and make sure Palo Fox is flowing this morning. John?
Well, it's flowing okay. You're going to see about a 5-minute delay there, but we've got an accident that just happened in Pine Forest Road, southbound at I-10. We've got a roadblock there, and traffic is backed up for a while there. Also, traffic backed up all the way through Highway 29 through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, welcome back. We're with the mayor, D.C. Reeves, and talking about the Palo Fox project. D.C., talk to us also about what's happening in Maritime and the Inspire communities a little bit.
Yeah, sure. And by the way, that was an awesome segue. I like that traffic.
This isn't my daytime job, but you know.
Are you sure? I loved it. I thought that was good. Certainly, again, another project that something we've threatened to do for a long time is get some return on investment at Maritime. And certainly Councilman Moore is integral in that. To finally have some significant, you know, we're talking about 9-figure development, hotel and some residences there. And most importantly, there's benchmarks to make sure it happens. As both of you know, in your lines of work, at this point, you know, everything's 50-50. What's happened now is there's site control, that the developer has site control, so they can start to do some increased investment, whether that's architecture, engineering, things like that. The expectation is 12 months from signing of the lease, they have to start applying for permits with the city, which means they'll have spent $10, $11, $12 million in sunk costs. So, you know, if you want to know if they're invested, certainly we're going to know in 12 months where we stand. So, you know, certainly fingers crossed for that. And again, something we talked about, we're going to put in this ballpark, we're going to put in Maritime Park, and we're going to mortgage that, this investment with the hopes of a return. And we're looking closer and closer to finally realizing some of that return.
Yeah, and Hard Rock announced this limited service brand that's a part of the Hard Rock family, Reverb, potentially to be a part of this project. That's exciting, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they have Gensler on as world renowned architecture firm has already been signed and been working on this project. You've probably heard Kravitz Design. You know, I know, I would say on the same playing level of Jared Moore on the guitar, Lenny Kravitz is.
Right, right.
Well, now the recording studio was the part that Jared and I both tuned into.
Exactly.
So, mm-hmm.
So Lenny Kravitz involved. Maybe we'll get him down here. Maybe a little cameo with the councilman. And you know, obviously that's exciting. Those two types of firms aren't working on a project. You know, sometimes there could be some naysayers that say, well, what about the quality of the project? I can guarantee you that that design firm and this architecture firm aren't in the business of what's the cheapest way we can do it. You know, so that I think that shows. And Hard Rock isn't either, as you know. I mean, as that type of brand that's relatively new, and there's some projects being threatened now, you know, around the country. But I think they have one in Atlanta, one in Hamburg, Germany. And so, you know, again, I think the quality speaks for itself with those three organizations involved in this project. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing what they bring us.
Well, Mayor, it's all so exciting. Lots of good things happening. And I know you've got a busy day and you got to get to it. But before you go, prior to you being mayor and prior to working with the student community, you were a sports reporter. And so I was just wondering on Jared's mm-hmm. behalf, is a high school career batting average of 183, is that something as a sports reporter you would say, Jared's wondering, is that good or is that not?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, I didn't even know that you could bat that under 200 in high school. Actually, I thought there was some kind of rule, FHSAA rule against that.
Listen,
I was to be demoted.
My defense. I was known for my defense. My glove was like, you know.
Oh yeah. I see.
Well,
yeah.
You might not have heard earlier. Coach Leonard gave him the Spirit Award.
The defensive specialist has to get into the game, is the thing. If you're going to be a defensive specialist, you know, that's the thing. You have to get in like the eighth or ninth inning. That's the problem.
Right. Well, that was the problem. They would have let me bat more, I could have brought that average up. I'm sure.
I see.
But I talked to Coach Leonard off air, and Jared's ability to retrieve foul balls was unparalleled. So,
oh wow, okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go dig through the archives. Maybe we can find some old clips.
Yeah, you might have wrote about that and you just forgot.
Listen here. You may have been impressed with Rusty's segue, but when I first met him, let's test here. The little red fish that they catch, he swims upstream in Alaska. What do you call that fish?
Well, Captain D's is salmon.
Yeah, he's still doing it. Some old bad habits are just impossible to break.
Mayor, thanks for being on. Thank you for all you're doing. You know, I'm a big fan, and we've just been impressed with your energy, your drive. Jared and I talked earlier about the things at the airport, at Stormwater, a lot of things going on at the city. And like I said, you know, lots of wins, lots of things in the future. So keep it up and let us know how we can be a part of helping. And thanks again for being on with us this morning.
Absolutely, and y'all are doing a great job, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate it. All right, well, that was the mayor, D.C. Reeves, and we're going to go to a break, and Jared Moore and I'll see you on the other side of that.
So you're getting ready to do a home improvement project, and you're just sure that you know how to do it and the best way to do it and the most efficient, best results, right? Okay, great. But one of my old bosses always had an expression. He said, Andrew, there's only two times I want you to come ask me for advice. I want you to come ask me for advice when you're not sure what to do and when you are. Which is his way of saying always ask. And the reason I mention this is because Pensacola Hardware is that expert resource. They have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. They know. It's in the blood. It's institutional knowledge. And so if you go there and ask them, they're not going to be like, huh, I never heard about that before. Let me see if anybody here understands. They will have seen it. And they will know how to give you advice and then obviously help you buy the right tool for the right job so that you get the right result. And you wind up happy in the end. That's the idea. Pensacola Hardware, helping people in this area since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please reelect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA Board District 1, because what Vicki promises, she delivers. Vicki promised recycling. Recycling has continued. While others are ceasing, she is determined to continue. Vicki promised improved technology. You now have a Recycle Coach app where you can report a missed pickup, order a bulk waste pickup, or track water usage all on your smartphone. Vicki is working for you. On August 20th, renew, recycle, and re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA District 1.
I'm Vicki Campbell, and I approve this message.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse. Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Back to Pensacola Morning News, and it is 7:57, so we missed our traffic on the fives. We're going to go to that real quick with John Pickens.
That's right, but it's all good. We've still got working on that accident that happened at Pine Forest Road southbound and I-10. No roadblock there, but we are seeing some delays. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. And Jared, you know, I was just listening to that Buck Mitchell commercial, and he mentioned the four previous mayors, and I got to thinking about our three previous mayors. And, you know, if you go to state capitol, I'm not sure, I haven't been in City Hall in a while, but they put those pictures up, right? And so it's like the former Senate president and the next one and the next one and the next one. And so I got to thinking about, you know, Ashton. I mean, he modeled, right? I mean, this guy was always looking the part. D.C. is just debonair and just always fits the moment. And I got to thinking, you know, love him to death, and I think he's a great guy. This isn't a knock on him, but, man, that's rough for Grover to be the middle pitcher in there. I mean, I took a couple pitchers at events with Ashton, and it's like, you know, it's the old Rodney Dangerfield joke. If you want to look better, hang out with ugly people. Well, that's just like...
It's what Ashton said when he was standing there.
Well, and I just think, good gracious, man. I mean, these guys. But Grover was terrific. We've had some great mayors. But I really do think D.C. is maybe the city was positioned. Maybe, you know, council members were ready. But the amount of wins and the progress that there seems to be in these first couple years is just in some ways is staggering to me. And it may be the shadow mayor, Alex. Many listeners may not know about the shadow mayor, but no, just a great staff there. And so I think it's just been wonderful to see the success and the progress of the city. And I'm sure you would support that as a part of that, right?
Well, exactly. As any successful entity, you look and it's a team sort of deal. So, I mean, even that lease, we talked about it last, the lease, having Adam Cobb in that attorney role.
Oh, yeah.
To really grind a great lease on those properties, it's about that team. So.
Oh, wow, that's terrific. Well, I'm Rusty Branch, and that's Jared Moore, and we're hosting for Andrew McKay. And we'll be back after the break with the third best lawyer at Beggs & Lane, Jack Zesch.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
The state of Florida being sued over the ban on cultivated meat. We'll have more on that right after this update from Fox News, your local news at 8:05.